Bible reading and that children's story give us this incredible picture, a picture in which the animals who would normally chase each other or perhaps even eat each other live together in peace. In the Bible, Jesus is often described as the Prince of Peace. And these stories help us to imagine the kind of peace that Jesus brings. They help us to imagine what it really looks like when Jesus enters our world and changes it. Because Jesus creates a place where everyone is welcome, where everyone belongs, and where everyone is safe. They are beautiful pictures, and in fact, they were illustrated with beautiful pictures on the screen. But was the first Christmas really like that? If you had a stable full of animals, would the first Christmas really have been like that, with everybody lying down peacefully together? Is it just me being cynical, or do we think there may be something of a romantic gloss on the top of these pictures? What I'd like to do is to recreate what I think it might have been like on the night of the first Christmas. And inside your service booklet, you should have a small white card with the picture of an animal on it. Have you got one? If you've not, then Gail's got a few spares at the back. In a moment, what I'm going to invite you to do is to make the noise of your animal. And then we'll find out what it was really like that first night when Jesus was born. So, could I please hear the cows mooing? No, I didn't say booing, I said mooing. Can I have a slightly more energetic moo, please? For some reason, it feels like all the middle-aged men got the cows, but that's fine. Okay, dogs, can I hear my dogs barking? Very good indeed. Can I hear the cats meowing? Lovely. Could I hear the mice squeaking? Very good. Somebody in the front's got an actual gift for mouse impressions. And last of all, because I wanted to link into the Isaiah reading, can I hear the lions roaring? Wow, there were a lot of lions there. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to count down from 3 to 1, and I'd love you to enthusiastically make your first Christmas noise. Here we go. This is what my vision of the first Christmas was like. 3, 2, 1. I just heard a chimpanzee. Very well done, everybody. Of course, those were just the sounds of the first Christmas. I decided we should avoid the smells of the first Christmas. Children's books, passages in the Bible, they give us some amazing visions of peace. But reality doesn't always live up to them. And I love that children's story, but in my heart of hearts, I suspect that that first Christmas was much more earthy and much noisier. So that vision doesn't necessarily live up to reality, but maybe it can. Maybe the world can be a bit more like the way it's described in Isaiah. There's one line in that children's story that was repeated again and again. I wonder if you picked it up and can remember what it was. It said, "There's room for..." Exactly right. In that story, everybody was welcome because they all made room for each other. And if you love the ideas and images that you hear in Christmas stories, if they give you that warm feeling inside and you think, I wish the world was like this, then maybe we can bring them to life by making a bit more room for each other and by making room for Jesus as well. Making room is easier said than done. When you make room for someone, it means that you often have to listen. You often have to bite your tongue. If you are hosting relatives this Christmas, you may already be experiencing that. When we make room for someone else, we have to forgive them. We have to learn from them and about them. We have to accommodate them, love them. We have to change. We have to be welcoming. We have to wait and accept and receive and give. It takes hard work and the grace of God to make those visions reality. But if each of us is willing to create a safe space for someone else, that means that each of us will find a place where we can belong. So if I create space for you to belong, then hopefully you'll create space for me to belong. If I create space for you to belong, hopefully there'll be space where I can be welcome and where I can belong. That's how it works. So yes, maybe those first stories about Christmas are a little bit idealized, but actually maybe there's some truth in them as well. Because if you find yourself drawn to those visions of peace, if you wish the world was like this, if they do give you that warm feeling inside, then maybe God is beckoning you into the stable. Maybe God is saying to you this year, there's room here for you, for a little one. And maybe God is also challenging you to think about who you might make room for this Christmas. Amen.